Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 158. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. You know, ever since the very first episode of this show, I've always been interested in open source video editors. So when I first started this show, I knew I wanted to do an audio podcast, but video editing is something that has always been sort of interesting to me because I'm always working on projects that I have recorded, whether it's a live concert or some other event that I've worked on that I needed to record. And with this in the past, I used things like iMovie, which weren't really that great of pieces of software. They got the job done, but there wasn't really a whole lot to offer. Going back in the past, I've used professional editors like Sony Vegas, and they're very expensive. Other things have come out, like Final Cut Pro, all those things. I never used that because I don't want to spend the money on something that advanced. But the idea of a free, competitive, open source software for video editing is something that has always appealed to me. So over the last few days, I was checking my Feedly account, which I hadn't really done in a while, and there was an article that came up that sort of appeared to me and was very interesting. The article was about, it was from itsfoss.com, and it was the top free and open source video editors, and they picked 11 of them. And I'm just going to go through the list starting from the very bottom. And I'm going to list them first, then I'll go through a couple of them for you. Number 11, Natron, which has a powerful tracker, keying tools for production needs, and OpenFX plugin support. Number 10, Cinerella, which has motion tracking support, video stabilization, audio mastering, color correction, those types of things. There is also at number 9, Blender, which is an extremely powerful tool. It's available for Mac, Windows, Linux, and this is drawing in 2D, 3D. You can create animation, modeling tools, effects, that type of thing. Blender is an extremely powerful piece of software, but it's not for everybody. It is, they do have a learning curve. I've never actually used Blender, although I'd like to get into it at some point in time. Next up is number 8, Pitivi, P-I-T-I-V-I. It includes support for all major video formats, has an advanced timeline for frame rate, audio waveforms, real-time trimming previews, animated effects and transitions. Pitivi is something that I have used in the past, and we're going to get back to it in a little bit. Number 7, AvidMux, A-V-I-D-E-M-U-X. It's basically a trimming video editor. So you can cut, trim, add some filters, but it doesn't do a whole lot. Number 6 on their list, Flowblade, has an advanced timeline control, multi-track editing, G-Mic tool, and supports all major audio and video formats, including FFmpeg libraries. Number 5 is Shotcut. Now, this is a particular video editor that I have used in the past, and again, I'll explain a little bit more in a little bit, but it's very easy to use with dual monitors. There is a portable version available. Supports all major audio video formats, including jack as well. And the UI is a little different than most other video editors, but just like anything, once you get used to it, it's not a big deal. Number 4 is VidCutter, VidCutter, all one word. Again, this is something you can key up a frame rate. You can cut, split, add different clips together very easily. Very simple video editor for cutting and pasting, that type of thing. Again, all major video and audio formats are supported. Number three, OpenShot. Now, OpenShot is something I've used quite a bit. And again, it supports just about every audio video format. Does allow multi-track support, so you can have multiple audio tracks, multiple video tracks, 3D animated tiles and effects, and an advanced timeline with drag and drop support. Number two, Lives, L-I-V-E-S. This is one I've never actually heard of. It looks very different from a lot of video editors. You can edit video in real time, which is interesting. I'm not really sure how that happens. You can use keyboard controls during playback. Plugins are supported, and various effects frameworks like Project M, Ladspra Audio, and a few other things are also available with this. And number one, Kaden Live, multi-track video editing, all sorts of audio and video support, 2D Tile Maker. You can do proxy editing, automatic backups, which is pretty cool, timeline preview, and audio meter, histogram, waveforms for everything. So I've gone through the list of all 11. And some of these video editors are better than others. And some of them, I'm not sure what their use is, what your use case is for, but they never worked well for me. So the first one, Natron, I've never used before, so I'm not going to speak on it. Cinerella is quite different from any other version of a video editor that I've seen in the past. It has some interesting features. It's only available on Linux. It is open source, but it's something that I just never really could get my head to wrap around. The same goes for Blender. Blender, there's a super learning curve for it. I would love to create some intro videos for my YouTube channel using Blender and just learn how to use the software. I know Blender's amazing. It's used everywhere, and it's just over my head as far as my capabilities in video editing. PTV is something I've used in the past, but moved on from because of various issues I had years ago. Now, I can't speak whether or not those issues are still there or not. I'm sure it has improved since then. I haven't used it in probably a good 6 years at least. So it is one that has been around for a very long time. And, you know, I'm sure just like everything else, it has progressed to some extent over the last few years. AvidMux is something that I use when I just want to easily cut and paste something. If I have a video I need to trim, it's just super easy to import the video and trim it up and go from there. So AvidMux is a great tool, quick, easy tool for a lot of things. FlowBlade and Shotcut, again, they're different workflows than I'm used to. And for some people, it might work quite well. It doesn't make sense to me the way things are laid out. I am used to traditional video editors that have multi-track support, such as OpenShot. OpenShot I have installed on just about every computer that I own, whether it is Mac. There's a Mac version that was available at one point in time. I have it on every Linux computer that I have. It's very easy to use, although in the past I have had issues with it crashing on me for no particular reason. Not really sure why that is. But when I upgraded to the latest and best version of it, I seem to have eliminated some of those issues. But in the meantime, when I was doing that, I switched to Kaden Live. Now, Kaden Live is something that I have been working with for about a year now, and I have never had an issue with it crashing on me. And it would be the video editor of choice that I would recommend to anybody trying to get into video editing on Linux. The multi-track support is fantastic. You can add not only video tracks, but audio tracks as well. So building your project is very, very easy. I've never had an issue with audio format support or video support. I use Tiles all the time when I'm editing this show. The interface you can move around, it's very flexible. If you want to make one area bigger than the other, you can move things around, and it's very customizable to your needs, your project, whatever you're working on. The automatic backups are fantastic. In case something does happen, you can easily bring the project back up. What I really like is if I'm editing this show, I have a template. I've made a template now when I'm editing the YouTube version of this show. Well, I should say all versions of this show now, because we're doing a couple of different things. We have the audio only for YouTube. We also have the enhanced video for the MRP Tech Reviews member only site. The enhanced video shows what I'm looking at as I'm talking, gives you a more visual idea of everything that I'm talking about. But so when I create templates, I use the files that I've recorded, I import them into Kden Live, and I do save the project when I'm finished. But occasionally I may go back and delete the original source files for the video or audio, that type of thing. When I queue it up, when I bring up Kden Live, and I open my template, it will say, hey, we're missing some files here. Would you like us just to create a filler file for your spot? And it does that, and I can keep all of the intro music and the outro music for the show kind of in the same spot. So it has literally cut my editing time in half for the podcast. So it's a very easy tool to add everything. And saving it as a template, again, I don't have to import the same thing every time. So I have templates now for Audacity and Kden Live when it comes to recording and editing this show. Kden Live has been something that before I never thought it was possible to really take a video editor on Linux seriously. And I would often get aggravated with iMovie on Mac. So a year ago, I made the distinct effort to take my podcasting efforts, move them all to Linux. And I really enjoyed that process. The audio portion wasn't bad. The audio portion was something that was a relatively easy fix. I took my settings from OBS on the Mac, imported them into the settings on my System 76 laptop, and the audio was close, and I had to adjust a few things, but for the most part, I was pretty happy with it. But then it came to video editing, and what was I going to do? Was I going to transfer those files back to Mac to video edit? And I said, you know what? I'm really going to try hard and learn KDE. And just like everything else that I mentioned, there is a learning curve, but it's not difficult to get started with KDE. There are plenty of tutorials online about it. So that's the video editor that I would recommend for Linux. KDE is, or Kden Live, sorry. Kden Live is the video editor I would recommend for anybody using Linux. Kden Live is one of the best video editors that I've ever used. Period, whether I paid for it or not. There are other video editors that are out there that I want to bring up just so you understand these video editors. Lightworks is one that I've used before. Lightworks is not open source. They have a free version, but it is very limited in what you can do and what you can save. The paid version is an annual subscription, I believe. It's available Windows, Mac, and Linux. Lightworks, again, has a different workflow that is difficult for me to wrap my head around. And I just did not enjoy using it. It's very powerful. And I know a lot of major studios have used versions of Lightworks. For what I do, it sort of gets in my way. And I just think that the workflow isn't right for me. So other people might be in the same boat as me, but Kaden Live just seems to fit all of my needs. And you can go to their website. It's Kaden Live, KDENLIVE.org. And you can download it right from their website. You can download it from repos. And they've got an online forum you can go to. There's a mailing list you can be a part of. They have a user manual available. It's just a great project. And I wanted to give them a plug today because I use them for this show every week. And the more that I tweak my video editing, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, you're just watching, you're not seeing everything else that's happening. But as the more that I experiment with this enhanced video that I've been working on, the more that I want to add some things to the show. And currently I'm for the enhanced video, I'm just using my webcam, and it's not really the greatest, most ideal thing here. But in the future, as I grow the podcast, as we gain support, what I'd like to do is create an actual video, a highly edited video version of this show, and make that available as well, if I can get everything playing nicely together. There's a few more tweaks. I've been doing this a few weeks now, and there's a few more tweaks I'd like to make it better as time goes on. And I think I'm doing that as each episode comes out. So there's lots of things happening behind the scenes here. And if you'd like to be a part of that, you can join me over at mrptechreviews.com. There's a member site. If you give a monthly donation, you're going to help me grow the podcast, help me get some things that I need here for the show. And I appreciate any support you could give, whether it's a one-time donation or a monthly donation. If that's not something that you can do and you just want to hang out with us, you can go over to our website, hit the Discord button, and you can just talk with us at any point during the week. Say hello, talk about some tech topics, talk about what you do for your everyday life, post pictures, whatever you want to do, and just meet with a really fun community. The other way you can get involved is over at podnuts.com. There's a lot of great shows at Podnuts, and check out all of those shows as well. So that's going to do it for this week's episode on video editors for Linux. Try them out. Let me know what you think, because I'm not necessarily saying that Kaden Live is the be-all, end-all for video editors, but it's what I use, and I'm sure other people have other opinions. So you can also email me any feedback for the show, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You know, on this side of the microphone, all I'm doing is looking at myself on the computer. So if you want to get involved, want to interact with the show, send me an email. I'll read your email on the show if you want me to. If you don't want me to, make sure to put that in the show, in the email as well. And I won't read it on the show, but I'll interact with you. That's going to do it for this week's show. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.